know we're here to talk about the Rabbitohs, the emotion of Saturday night, and the fabulous feat that is Tom Burgess is now the fourth most capped player in Rabbitohs history. He's one of my, look, I'll put it on one of my favourite players in the NRL. I'll always love chatting to Tom Burgess. And he's on the line right now. Rabbitohs, well, it's a big game every week, quite obviously, but last Saturday was huge, and it'll be the same again for the Rabbitohs. Tom Burgess, good morning to you. Welcome again to the show.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, Vossie. Morning, Brandy. Thanks for having me. When they asked me to do it yesterday, I thought, who's doing it? And when I heard your names, I thought, yeah, I'll get on for the boys.
Ah.
Good having you on, Tommy.
Yeah, well done, Tom. Now, and against Melbourne this week, that's why I said big game after big game. I just want to go on a personal note, Tom, because it's sort of crept up on people where you are now on the most capped list of a foundation club like South Sydney, you know, been around since 1908. You must be immensely proud when you see that you went past the name of Bob McCarthy, my childhood hero, a few weeks ago, and now, injury free, you will become the second most capped player in the history of the Rabbitohs. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, mate, it's pretty cool. It's one of those things that when you're in the game and you play and you sort of just you don't take too much notice of it, but I'm sure it'd be something I'll look back on when I'm finished up, and yeah, it'd be pretty cool to be there in the history books. And yeah, I don't worry too much about the quantity and anymore. I think it's more about try to get those quality games in. And yeah, I suppose it is pretty cool, though, to be mentioned along those names that Bob McCarthy is such a legend of our club.
Tommy, is it good having Sam back at the club? I watched some of the vision when the players walked into the dressing rooms after the win over Manly, and a lot of the players went straight to Sam. I saw him give Latrell a hug for about 5 minutes, just sort of tucked him under his elbow and under his shoulder. He's a good man to have around a club, and as his little brother, it must be good to have him there.
Yeah, mate, he definitely is. You know, he has an aura about him. He brings to the team, and he's obviously got a wealth of knowledge, especially as a middle forward. He's bringing to our team, and it's just sort of bringing back the memories of when he was playing. But obviously, he's not out there on the weekend with us, but he does bring a great deal of belief to us as a team, and it just brings that mentality. He's always had it, you know, from a young kid, just that winning mentality, and he's great to have. Like, I think you boys have had him in at the Blues training as well, so you obviously know about him, and he's definitely helping us in what we try to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's got that aura about him. Now, the win on the weekend, I guess the emotion surrounding it made it a fantastic game to win. It wouldn't have been the same, I think, for the Sattler family if you hadn't have gone on to win. And the moment that the family shared with the team before kickoff, and then the 13th minute, Tommy, I don't know if you notice on the field when you're playing whether you notice something like that, but I was at the game calling it, and it was beautiful. The 13th minute round of applause that given for John Sattler.
Yeah, no, I definitely did notice it. We knew about it before the game, and it actually happened. Something good happened for us just as it happened as well. I think we forced an error, so it was sort of good timing. And definitely, I knew it was happening, and we did look back on it as well after the game, so it was pretty cool. And we knew we had a job up against us on the weekend. Like, Manly have been playing great. They've got a really strong forward pack too, and obviously we know how good the back line is as well. So I think we knew we had a big job in front of us, and it was going to be a tight game, and we were really proud of everyone to dig in like they did. And, we are down on a few troops at the moment, so I think like players like, Cam Murray and Keon and Cookie, you look at the amount of work they're doing through the middle, I think, talk about now, players making over 50 tackles. I think it's a common occurrence at the moment. The ball's in play and that sort of thing. So,
because you're one of the more experienced players in the game now, I feel like you can answer this on behalf of the players, if you will. We as fans and commentators, we're in awe of the start of this season. It has been so good. Crowds are up, television ratings are up. We're having amazing games. Last weekend, the first seven games decided by 12 points or less. As a player, do you feel as if the standard is improved this year? Is it faster? Like, what is it for the players? More enjoyable, great games, tense? Tell us about it in your shoes.
Yeah, there's definitely a noticeable sort of difference there. I think, you know, every year teams working on getting, you know, improvements, and I think there's been a few like top teams for a couple of years, but I think noticeably those teams below have really improved and sort of coming up, and you see how tight the games are, and it's just, you know, it's a great spectacle for the fans to watch, and I think it's only good for the game. And you know, I think the guys who are running the game, you know, we've got to give them credit when credit's due, and they're doing some good things like with decisions, and you know, we like to give them a bit of stick every now and then, but no, they do a good job. So I think the game's in a good spot as where it is now, and I think very close to getting the CBA agreed on as well. So that's good signs.
You've had a tough start, haven't you, Tom? I'm just looking through who you've played. You beat the Sharks, then you went down in a close one to the Panthers, and then you went down in another close one to the Roosters, and you beat Manly in Golden Point. There's been absolutely nothing in your games, and you mentioned some of the work that put in. Now, that was a night game, I thought, I looked at how exhausted some of the South Sydney players were at the back end of the game, and even Cam Murray, something like he couldn't get back on side. He was letting the play get up to him before he rejoined about three tackles in. That's how hard you blokes worked on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, you know, we're getting to the limits there of the exhaustion. And you see at the end there, Cookie got the charge down, and he's one of the fittest guys in the NRL, and he just sort of, he couldn't run anymore. I think after that, you see him literally fell down in the in goal. And well, obviously we've got to be smart with when we're getting back to Brandy. We get back for play four middles when it's, when the back start bringing it, we get back for play four when we have to. So, it's definitely been a tough start for us, but I think it's been good for us to get that in. Obviously, three games on the bounce away for the first three games of the season was different, and I think the boys have just attacked it really nicely. I think we've been building our game each week, and I think that's what you have to do at the start of the season. No one's going to be perfect, but I think, like you said, we've not been too far off in all our games, and I think, you know, we're happy to come away with two from two out of the first four.
Yep.
On the home run. Now, Tom, just at the World Cup, you were in supreme try-scoring form. You were an absolute machine. I mean, people highlighted Dom Young, but you were just, you know, scoring tries for fun at the World Cup. I got to visit your hometown of Dewsbury. Pretty grim.
Yeah.
The old hometown. You've extended your contract with the Rabbitohs, but is it still in the plans? Would you... Because clubs over in England would have you in a heartbeat, Tom. But do you think you'll finish your career here, or do you think there is a farewell in England? You're still in the plans.
Well, the Jews and Rams are going to have to wait another year, mate. Like I said, re-sign with South. But, I definitely wouldn't ever rule it out going back to England. You know, my partner, Talia, she lived in England for a bit, so she's not too worried about the cold. I'd love to take my girls back there and show them a bit about where Daddy's from, that sort of thing. But, you know, ultimately, I'd like to go and do a few things that I missed out on doing back when I played in the Super League. I played with Bradford, and we weren't greatly successful back then. And I'd love to play in a Super League Grand Final at Old Trafford, and I'd love to play at Wembley as well. So they're two things that on the bucket list I've still not done. And, yeah, I mean, there's definitely some ambitions there for me to go back to England. But, yeah, like I said, at the moment, I've signed another year with South, and we'll see. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, I'm putting Brandy on the spot. Voss and Brandy will go with you in a package deal. We want to go over and call you playing those matches in the Challenge Cup and the Grand Final at Old Trafford. We'd love to do that. Tom, mate, well done. Great start to the season. You've never played better. And another big one this weekend, this Friday night against the Melbourne Storm. Thanks for coming on the program. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
No worries, lads. All the best. Good work out there.
Good to chat, Tommy.
One of Dewsbury's finest, Tom Burgess, and yeah, Dewsbury Town, tough little town now, next door to Batley, and they've been relegated down to the third tier. They operate on the smell of an oily rag, the Dewsbury Club, but the love and the passion, fantastic place, loved going there. Tom Burgess on the program. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy in a moment. Brandy's tale of the celebrity Formula One Grand Prix. It's a story not to be missed. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.